On air.
Online.
On your smartphone.
From the KM Media Group.
This is KMFM.
With the latest news for Kent at 1 o'clock, here's Lucy Hickmott.
Several domestic abuse charities are welcoming calls for a national register of serial stalkers and a commissioner to help stand up for victims' rights. The suggestions have been made in a report from MPs, which is calling for stronger action from the government. It's found there's a desperate shortage of refuge accommodation in England. Women's Aid says it's a golden opportunity to tackle the root causes of domestic abuse, which survivor Sam Billingham says isn't always obvious.
It's the coercive control. It's about telling you who you can and can't see, what you can and can't wear. But they're very clever and they do it in a way that it makes you feel that they care and love you.
KMFM News.
Hundreds of people have joined a search for a mum of five who's been missing from her Kent home for almost 2 weeks. They've been looking in woodland close to where Sarah Wellgreen lives in New Ash Green near Gravesend. A man in his 30s who's been questioned by police in connection with the 46-year-old's disappearance was released on bail on Friday. A man from Rochester has told KMFM about the moment he filmed racist abuse being hurled at an elderly passenger on a Ryanair flight.
I heard a shout, a very loud shout, get out the way, get up, get out the way. So I turned around immediately, as everyone did, it was very loud, and there was this man standing over this elderly woman, looking down at her, saying, I don't want you here, you shouldn't be here. Get away, get away.
It happened on a plane heading from Barcelona to Stansted on Friday, and David Lawrence posted the footage on social media at the weekend. The airline's facing criticism for allowing the man to stay on board after he shouted abuse at a black woman sitting next to him. Police say they're investigating. An anti-smoking campaign funded by a tobacco firm is facing criticism because it's promoting their alternative products like e-cigs. But Philip Morris insists it's all part of a plan to eventually stop selling cigarettes.
KMFM.
KMFM News.
Kent Military Charities announced plans to build a specialist centenary village for veterans. The RB Ally's £14 million project will see apartments built for 100 veterans over the next few years at their site at the original village in Aylesford. Steve Sherry is chief exec of the charity.
It's not about the accommodation in some ways, it's about the services that you can then apply. But giving someone good accommodation means you can take away that anxiety and those other pressures and address other things, whether it might be addiction, stress, anxiety, or just unemployment.
House builder Barrett Developments have pledged £750,000 to the project. Firefighters have been tackling a fire in a building near Tunbridge after reports of smoke seen coming from the roof. They found a blaze on the ground floor of the property on Pattenden Lane in Marden just before 6:30 this morning. It's not known yet how it started, but no one was hurt. We're being reminded to lock up our cars at night and take out any valuables after a number of thefts in part of Kent. CDs, electrical items and clothes have been stolen from vehicles in Herne Bay overnight last week. A special carnival is going to be held in Kent next summer as part of celebrations for the 900th anniversary of Leeds Castle. Events and activities are taking place throughout 2019. They're also building a new adventure playground and running a kids' writing competition. The parade's happening in July and will pay tribute to the history of the castle, which is near Maidstone. Organiser Rosemary Richards says it'll be full of colour and open to everyone.
It's going to be 900 years of carnival history, so we're looking at people joining in from around North Kent and Mid Kent and coming together and having some amazing costumes.
And the Duchess of Sussex has rejoined her husband for engagements during their royal tour of Australia and the South Pacific. The mum-to-be took some time out yesterday, having been told to take plenty of rest during the couple's 16-day trip.
Sport.
With Dino Rod, the drainage experts in Kent. Visit dino.com.
Football and four of Kent's non-league sides will find out tonight who they're going to be playing in the first round proper of the FA Cup. With more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime, here's Ishmael.
Well, Maidstone, Ebbsfleet, Dover and Bromley have all made it through qualifying. They'll be joined by Gillingham when the draw is made at 7. Details of the number balls to look out for are at kentonline.co.uk. Staying with football, and after defeat in his first two Premier League matches as Arsenal manager, Unai Emery could make it 10 top-flight victories in a row tonight when his side hosts Leicester. A win would also take them to within 2 points of leaders Manchester City. Motorsport and Britain's Lewis Hamilton will have to wait another week for a fifth Formula One world title. He couldn't quite clinch the championship in last night's US Grand Prix, finishing third with main rival Sebastian Vettel in fourth place. They now head to Mexico. And in ice hockey, another week, another defeat for Kent's Invicta Dynamos. They lost 13-1 at Peterborough Phantoms last night.
That's the latest. Next updates at 2.